Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Russians are watching Vladimir Putin's inauguration for another term on television today. Let's find out what is happening in Ukraine right now. Joseph Lindsley is in Lviv. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Bob. Good afternoon from Lviv. And first, one piece of news, big news that I neglected to mention yesterday. Ukraine reported that the intelligence unit, the HUR of Ukraine's military, destroyed yesterday, sometime in the early hours, yet another Russian ship. It was a small Russian naval speedboat destroyed by Ukrainian surface drones off the coast of the Crimean Peninsula. And so we are continuing to see Ukrainians, despite not having a conventional navy, using drone technology piece by piece to pick off the Russian Black Sea Fleet. And moreover, you know, we had the reports a few weeks ago of these long-range weapons in the U.S., the ATACMS. It seems that many of them, hundreds if not more than 1,000, will be on the way to Ukraine. Some of them perhaps already, surely are already here after that bipartisan passage of support. But there was a small stockpile of those long-range ATACMS, medium to long-range, that arrived before Republicans in Congress agreed to support Ukraine. This was a small batch that the Biden administration sent. They announced they were going to send in February, and because they have the authority. There's a lot of weapons that the White House can send on its own. And they sent this small batch, and the Ukrainians used them several weeks ago to hit many Russian targets in the Crimean Peninsula. And if we look at, you know, the city of Odessa, up until about May 1st, was being heavily attacked by Iskander missiles almost every day. It was becoming a daily occurrence. And then there's been a pause. Moments ago, Russians were attacking Odessa region from the Black Sea. But there's been a pause in these Iskander missile attacks directly on the city of Odessa. And some experts are speculating that, indeed, Ukrainians have used these long-range weapons from the U.S. to hit the Russian missile-launching facilities in the Crimean Peninsula. And so just an indicator to watch to see if, indeed, these weapons are working. Or are we already seeing that a place like Odessa, after the horrible scenes of over a week ago, is that place more protected? Perhaps so. Of course, though, you know, never can be complacent. And then, of course, in Moscow, I guess you could call it big news, but, you know, Putin's inauguration. And, you know, I was thinking back to in the year 2000, when he was first inaugurated in May of 2000. And many Western politicians were very hopeful about Russia. I remember President George W. Bush said that he looked into Putin's eyes and he thought he saw a good soul. But there was one voice in particular who was skeptical, and it was Margaret Thatcher. She was out of power. She was then Baroness Thatcher. She was quite old at the time, and she was speaking in 2000, September 2000, speaking at a college in Mississippi, Millsaps College. And a month before, a Russian submarine, the Kursk submarine, had sunk in the ocean. And Margaret Thatcher offered these reflections. She said, normally when there's a tragedy like that, you know, foreign leaders work together, you know, to try to save the sailors, do everything they could to solve the problem. Putin remained on vacation. Putin had just been elected a few months before for the first time. He remained on vacation. And something about his behavior there really disturbed Margaret Thatcher. And she was, you know, she was quite old and, you know, not as sharp as she had been. And so perhaps people didn't listen to her warnings. But in this speech, which you can see on YouTube from 2000, she said she looked at pictures of Mr. Putin. She was trying to find a trace of humanity. And she said, I should have known better. And she said, we have to remember, you know, even though, you know, the Cold War was over and the evil empire of the Soviet Union was defeated. She said, in her opinion, that Russians still do not value human life in the way that we do. And if you look at that warning from 2000, it's a very chilling thing as you see what Putin has been building up as he's built sort of his, you know, his new idea of Imperial Russia these past decades. And also before that, in 1992, President Nixon said in these comments that the Nixon Library has been sharing recently, he said, Well, with the fall of the Soviet Union, freedom is on trial. He said, communism has clearly failed, but if freedom doesn't work in Russia, there will be a reversion to a new despotism. And this is a theme that I'm hearing more and more, also from Ukrainians. If you think about, this is a big topic that comes up pretty often, but, you know, the KGB, you know, which we all, I think as Americans, we all have an idea of how sinister the KGB was, but they were still tied to an ideology. They were tied to, you know, this story of communism, which, you know, allegedly had some noble purpose to it. Well, now they don't even have that, right? It's only about raw power. And this is sort of the scary thing about what everyone is facing. And this is what Ukrainians, you know, have seen in their history for centuries as Russia has tried to, you know, squeeze out their culture and delete it. And as I think, as we look at what's happening around Europe right now, while Putin is being inaugurated today, you have the state visit of the Danish, the new Danish king and queen sailed to Stockholm to meet the Swedish king and queen. And this is notable in a couple of ways. One, the Kingdom of Denmark, a small, you know, very tiny country, they are training Ukrainians in flying F-16s. And they're really, they've come to the forefront doing everything they can to get these fighter jets to Ukraine. You know, it's, we keep hearing, oh, now we're hearing it might be in June. Who knows when it's actually going to happen? But that little tiny Kingdom of Denmark is doing a lot, and so is Sweden. And these are countries that, you know, Russia could probably sort of, in a way, easily overrun. And you, and I look at the, to see the fact that they have, you know, what Putin wants is some kind of majesty. You know, you look at what's, you look at the King of Denmark or the King of Sweden. They have a majesty. They have a cultural identity. And Russia, and you go back to, you can see this in Russian literature, there's always this inferiority complex. And I think that's so much of what we see happening here today. And then if we look a little bit further away across the Black Sea, the nation of Georgia, which in their native language is called Saakashvili. And there have been I've neglected to mention this the past weeks, but there have been massive protests in Tbilisi every single day. And the police have become very violent against the protesters. The people are saying we don't want to be controlled by Russia. The president of that country is very pro-freedom, but the government and the prime minister are pro-Russian and seem to be controlled by Russian oligarchs, and they're pushing through a law to control that country. And indeed, there has been a movement in Georgia to restore their monarchy as a, sort of maybe a desperate attempt to say, hey, we are not Russian. We are independent of this. And so we see all of these things sort of simmering throughout Europe. But I think if you go back to what Margaret Thatcher, she saw something sinister in Putin, something that he wanted, some kind of power and majesty that he wanted that he couldn't have. And now in 2024, 24 years later, we're seeing the fruition of that here every single day in the violence that Russia pours upon Ukraine.
I love the fact that our listeners recommend various movies and books for you. Here's another one. Good morning, Bob. We like your show very much and listen every day. There's an article in The Atlantic that Joseph Lindsley would be interested in. It's called The Clash of the Patriarchs. Just thought I would share this with you. You probably have read it, right?
No, I haven't, but that sounds very appropriate for what we're discussing today. So I will read it as soon as we finish.
More tomorrow. Thanks, Joseph. Be well.
Thank you, Bob. Until tomorrow.